If she inherited or found, or somebody gave her a matana, while she was married, they gave her avadim ushvachos that were older, so these workers weren't in their prime. They should sell these workers and buy land that he can eat peiros from, because since these workers are towards the end of their working careers, there's not a lot of peiros that the husband's going to be able to get from these workers. Therefore, they should sell them for land. And then this way, he'll have continuous peiros on the land. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, lois simkor, mibnei shehein shvach beisavir. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, like the first one points out, if she doesn't want to and she doesn't agree, he cannot sell them, because having a vodim and shvachos, even if they're older, is like a kavod, like Fersol points out. It's like a kavod to her father's house, because these are technically hers. These are nechse meluk, and it's nice that they have a lot of avodim and shvachos. So he can't sell them if she doesn't want him to. Naflu azeisim ukfanim zkenim. If she inherited olive trees and also vineyards, vines that were older, yimachu la'etzim, she should sell these olive trees and vines as firewood, because these are older trees and they're going to dry out soon. They're, I guess, towards the end of their life cycle. So instead of him not having any use soon, they should sell them as wood. And she should take the money from the sale, buy land, and then he'll eat peiros from that land. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo simkor, mibnei shein shvach beis aviyo. Rabbi Yehuda says they shouldn't be sold, unless she agrees to it, but they shouldn't be sold because it's a covet for her father. Now it's brought down by Tiferes Yisrael. There's a shaila here if this really is Rabbi Yehuda. Some girsas have Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, just like we had in the Reisha. Tesis Yantiv goes into if really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda are really saying the same thing, or maybe they're not. Ayin Sham. Hamotzi Yotzos al Nichse Ishto. If a person invests money from his own pocket on his wife's nechasim, so let's say he puts money into his wife's fields. Hotzi Harbi Va'achol Kima. So let's say he invests a lot, but he only has a small amount to benefit from it. Kima, or he invests a little bit Va'achol Harbi, but he eats a lot of the fruits from the field. Masha hotzi hotzi, masha ochel ochel. Whatever he put into it, that's what he put in. And whatever he ate, that's what he ate. If they get divorced, he can't take any more. He can't have any tainus. Hey, I put in a lot more than I took out, as an example. Because once he has any benefit from any of the amount of money he invests, even if the investment he did was way more than the amount that he benefited from, once he has any benefit, that's it. Any money that he ever invested, he was like meichel to her, and he can't get it back. However, hotzi v'lo achal, but if he invests into her nechasim, let's say he invests into her land, v'lo achal, and he doesn't have any benefit from it, yishava kama hotzi v'yito. Here he makes a shvua, how much he invested, and he takes what he invested. The Rav points out that this shvua is like a shvua shel Torah. So like the Rav points out, we're talking about a case where what he invested equaled the amount of the production. And it could also be where the production that came from it, the output, was greater than what he invested. He doesn't get the output, but when he tries to take back the money that he put in, he makes a shvua and he takes back exactly what he put in. However, the Rav points out, if what he put into the field was greater than what the field produced, now he has to make a shvua of the Torah, and he can take back. But what does he take back? He only takes back from the shevach, from the peiros that the field produced. He doesn't take back all the money put in, because the din is, if a person goes into his friend's field without permission and plants things, he's always at a disadvantage. So like in this case, if it would be that what he put in was a lot greater than what came out, he would only get what came out. And that's what the Rav says the din is. This is only, though, with divorce, but if she's an Ishma Redes, whether he has no hana, or even when he does have hana, he makes a shvua, and he takes based on what the output was.